Tim Clark's joining us here on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Have you had rain at home?
Yeah, we've had a bit up here, yeah. So a lot more than the Randwick's cop. So,
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Yeah, we've only had 2.5 and maybe not much more. Looking at that band down at Wollongong, it may go inland before it gets here. We'll just keep an eye on that, Duff.
Yeah, for sure. Another nice book of rides, Tim. Things are going well for you. Black Wand in the first. Nice credentials. You rode him in a recent trial.
Yeah, obviously won 2 of his past 3, and I trialled him the other day with the Kurt had this race in mind for him, so I thought he trialled well in, you know, strong enough heat, drawn a nice gate to get a nice soft run, and probably with the rain not coming, and so it's not going to be probably a testing mile, probably helps him in a way, so. Looks like he's got a good chance to start the day.
Yeah, he looked like he had a good chance. I think he's got a better one now that the rain didn't come. Obviously, that first up mile is always a query if you're on wet tracks. But Master of Wine looks a lovely ride in race 2. It's your first ride on him, but you would have seen the replays of him, and 2,000 probably suits him third up.
Yeah, I haven't obviously haven't ridden him, but he's very consistent. He hasn't won one out here yet, but he's definitely knocking on the door. And you know, third up last prep, he come to Randwick over 2,000 and ran into Wolf, so probably not bad form. And you know, a few scratchings, or quite a few scratchings. There's only a small field now, so wherever he lobs, you know, he's probably not going to be too far away. So no, he looks ready to win, and a slight gear change as well. So. Yeah, hopefully he can just get a breakthrough today, and said he's 5 placings out here, so he's close to a win. Hopefully today's the day.
Thy Kingdom Come in race 3, he's a little bit tricky, but he's a fit horse.
Yeah, fit horse. Racing pretty well without winning. Looks good pressure in this race with You Make Me Smile and Quackerjack. So, yeah, they won't be... I don't think they'll be loafing, and... he might just get the opportunity to just to stalk in behind them today and have a last shot at them. But consistent and gets a little bit of weight relief as well today.
Cock Match in race 4, he's a horse that makes his own luck.
Yeah, I thought he did quite a good job last start. And the winner of that race is in this race as well and in with the chance. So, look, it's not an overly strong... Dan Fox, and from a good draw and making his own luck, he can definitely fill the place in one of the placings, that's for sure.
Cosmic Force, one of your better rides. He just seemed like just a lack of a recent run beat him there first up.
Yeah, you'd think so. And looking at his form, he tends to improve as he gets into his prep. I rode him Tuesday morning, worked extremely well. Yeah, he probably would have been one that if the rain did come, it wouldn't have bothered him. But he's got good form on dry as well, and meets stand out a bit better at the weights, and with that extra run under his belt, that's going to be in his favour as well. And I thought he looked really hard to beat, even from a wide draw. He should just roll across and be up in the first couple, and probably won't look to overcomplicate things too much there with him. And he's a pretty nice horse, I think. He's got a good future.
Yeah, for sure. Gainza, Godolphin are in form, so it's always nice to be thought of.
Yeah, she's been very consistent sort of early on in her prep. She's had sort of a few little freshen ups, but sort of her last couple, she's gotten a long way back and probably just had a bit too much to do, so... looks a race where there doesn't look to be a lot of speed. Maybe she can take up a more forward position, and so she's not having to sort of find 5 or 6 lengths on straightening. But yeah, she hasn't won for a while, and but she, as I said, her form early in her prep, she was very consistent. But just in the last couple, she's been a touch disappointing. So hopefully out to the mile today, and she can. she can recapture a bit of her form from early in her prep.
Just thinking, things didn't really go to script last start, but the blinkers and maybe more control up front today at home?
Hope so. He thought he was good in his first couple of runs back, and well, I thought he was good the other day as well, actually.
Mm, he was.
He just got, yeah, there's just too much pressure. So, and if you look at sort of the horses that were up there pressuring him, where they finished, compared to where he finished, I thought he's thought there's plenty of merit in his run. Obviously, he's got 4.5 lengths there to make up on the winner, which isn't easy to do in a short period of time. But his work on Tuesday morning with the blinkers was very good. He actually worked with Rapido Shaparo, who won the Port Cup, so he had the better of him on Tuesday morning. So he appears to be going well still, and yeah, it's just going to be a matter of how much pressure he gets early. If he does get to control it, the two main dangers are probably going to be back, and yeah, hopefully I can get a bit of a break on him, because there might be a bit of dead wood that they have to get around too to sort of get into the race. So. We haven't given up hope that he can turn the tables, that's for sure.
Yeah, you make a good case for him. Izzy, Tommy's out, so you've got a good pick-up ride here.
Yeah, she's been a model of consistency. She's going great guns. She's always, obviously, a filly that had shown good potential. I haven't ridden her race day, but I've ridden her a couple of times track work previously and then again this week, and She's a hell of a lot stronger mare now than what she was, and obviously that's been able to sort of help her really be you know, come of age and put a few wins together. So she she's in a great zone at the moment. Her work Tuesday was good, so there's no reason to suggest that she can't run a big race once again. Obviously it's not getting any easier. But she's in great form, so she's hard to deny her a chance.
And you know Ballistica pretty well in the last?
Yeah, she just doesn't sort of help herself by beginning a bit poor and getting a long way back and having to make up a fair bit of ground. There's a few scratchings that obviously that'll help a few less horses to get around, but... from that draw, she's probably got no options but to race. Definitely in the second half of the field, but just hopefully she can begin a little bit better and, you know, maybe be in front of two or three or four even, and so she just doesn't have to make up so much ground. But she's racing well and she's looking great. Bjorn's team's going terrific, so... she's got no weight in the back and she's got a good turn of foot. So if they overdo it up front, she's going to be one getting home late.
Well, you've got a ride in every race and many of them are great. It's interesting with the spring champion, just the way you've spoken about your ride there with the blinkers going on. It might just really make this a race today.
Yeah, well, you know, this is sort of his race that... we thought he'd get to this time and be hard to beat in. There was a bit of a hiccup at his previous start, but I think that you know, if he can get a bit of control and you know, rile out and with Shadow Hero and Castlevania, they might sort of have a few roadblocks in front of him to get round to. He might be off and gone, so. We'll give him something to catch anyway.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it for sure. Good on you, Tim. We'll see you out here later. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. See you later.